Hall pushes it up court. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. kicks it over. Mulder for three. Yes, sir. Michael Mulder knocks down his second three of the night.
Way to go to find a wide open Michael Mulder for a three-pointer. And that's how it goes.
Mulder for three. A scramble possession there, and Mulder makes the swarm pay with an extra possession. Bulls on top, 70-63, as Joe Wolf has seen enough and takes a timeout. 73-71, Bulls on top. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. from the elbow and hits. A nice pull-up jumper there from Walt Lemon Jr. And that one, he loses the handle. Great defense there from B.J. Beecham. C.J. Fair handles a loose ball. 77-75, Bulls on top. Here's Mulder for three. Yes, sir. A fifth three-pointer from Michael Mulder. 75-73, Bulls on top. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. going right at Onowaku. Nice left-handed finger roll. Here's Mulder at the top of the key. Oh, wait. Beautiful finish there from Michael Mulder as he goes right at Barford. Here's Alkins over to Fair. Fair tries to get that one on a cutting. Michael Mulder beats him. Eurostep drops it off to C.J. Fair. Fair driving to the lane. What a finish through contact. And he'll have a chance for one more. 18 seconds on the shot clock. C.J. Fair swats Barford's attempt at the finger roll. There's a three-second difference between the shot clock and game clock as we approach the end of the third period here. Here's 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Barber working on Alkins at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. That one is stolen by B.J. Beecham. 5 seconds left. Mulder ahead of the pack with 3 seconds. There's a one-handed jam from Mulder to close things out. Two-on-two fast break. Alkins, Euro step right at Smith. And what a finish for Raleigh Alkins.
What a Euro step by Alkins leads to the easy layup. Here we go.
Here's Alkins with 17 on the shot clock. Explodes to the rack. And one for Raleigh Alkins. The lead remains 11, 92-81 with just under 10 minutes remaining in the final period. Cat Barber drops it down to Onowaku. That one sent into the front row by Kaiser Gates. 14 on the shot clock. Gates on the block to a fadeaway jumper. He knocks it down. He's got the whole repertoire going today.
Nice job on the fadeaway. It's a nice shot to go to when you're being covered.
Here's a corner three from Alkins, and he knocks down the rainbow tray.
I think it's Alkins' takeover time. Hits the three. Does a Euro step to hit the layup? So it's takeover time for Raleigh Alkins.
It really was Raleigh Alkins takeover time as we had the chance to speak to him after the game as well. It's a victorious Whitney City Bulls post-game show here courtside at the Sears Center Arena as the Whitney City Bulls get the 117-103 victory over the Greensboro Swarm. 6 wins in a row, as mentioned. They now get into a virtual tie for the Central Division lead with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. The Bulls now 500 at home this year, 5-5 at the Sears Center Arena, 11-12 overall on the season, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Aaron Schellen now with me here on the post-game show, and, well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a very entertaining basketball game, no doubt.
And looking at it from the statistical side of things, we had Raleigh Alkins on after the game as our SportstownChicago.com player of the game. A double-double for Raleigh Alkins. A good chunk of this came here in the second half. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal on 6 of 14 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown, and a plus-minus of 18, which led the way for Windy City tonight. You just cannot disvalue or even oversell it, undersell it, however you want to say it, what Raleigh Alkins does bring to this team.
Yeah, I mean, we had our own double-double machine tonight, like you said, 18 and 13. And the great thing about the Bulls, what they showed tonight was that they are definitely, they're a team. They're not carried by one person. I mean, Alkins was our player of the game, but Walt Lemon Jr. had 15 points and 11 assists. C.J. Fair continued to fill the stat book up. He had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Mike Mulder tied his season high with 23 points tonight, going 5 of 10 from behind the arc. So it was absolutely a team effort.
And one of the things we were talking about in the pregame show is we wanted to see if Michael Mulder can emerge back as the sharp shooter that he was. You mentioned it, 9 of 16, 5 of 10 from downtown. If we look at it as a whole, Windy City tonight shooting just over 37% from downtown, 45% overall from the field. A lot of good looks, though, that Windy City was able to get tonight, whether it was from the outside or even making some nice athletic moves inside the paint against Greensboro.
Yeah, especially in the second half, they had a lot of strong drives to the hoop, and then those strong drives to the hoop either led to fouls, either led to layups, or led to kickouts to those those corner threes that the Bulls seem to love so much.
And the transition game is something, too, that Windy City loves to take advantage of. They had the fast break category owned. They outscored Greensboro on the fast break 30-15 tonight.
It was 30-15 fast break points. And then again, as we talked about pregame, Greensboro lives in the paint, and wouldn't you know it, the Bulls outscored the Swarm 52-50 in the paint tonight.
And that's been something that we've seen over the course of the season that Windy City struggled with. But on this six-game win streak now, they've been able to do everything, and nothing they can do has been wrong. And it appears that Charlie Henry has just found a recipe to success, because we've been talking about how this team has had many different starting lineups. Mm-hmm. We know, of course, we saw Raleigh Alkins get called up to the Chicago Bulls off of the two-way deal that he has. He's back in now over the last few games. He fits in no problem. They bring back Kieran Tewarma. We'll see how he's going to be being molded back into the system. But Brandon Sampson, we got to see our first look of him in person tonight. And for Brandon Sampson in his Sears Center Arena debut, 15 points, 2 assists on 6 of 11 shooting, 3 of 5 from downtown, and 3 steals tonight.
Yeah, Brandon Sampson showed up tonight. He played a solid game. And for me, the key tonight, there was a sequence towards the end of the third quarter where the Swarm were making a run, and they got within, I think it was 2 or 3. And Coach Henry called a timeout, and he was visibly upset with his team. He was adamant about the lack of defense, the lack of intensity on defense. And immediately, the next two possessions, the Bulls forced turnovers, led to 4 quick points, and then to start the fourth quarter, they started off on a 14-3 run, and that was the end of it.
This is a 6-game winning streak now that ties a franchise high of 6 straight wins that dates back from February 27th to March 11th of 2018. Last season, so now they've tied that franchise record with 6 wins in a row as the Windy City Bulls continue their winning ways. We'll look ahead to our next matchup and our next home broadcast for the upcoming weekend when the Windy City Bulls will be on the road to take on Erie and then back here to take on the Stockton Kings on Saturday night. Still got a little bit to do here on the postgame show. Stick around. We got more things to discuss here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Stream it, they will come on sportstownchicago.com.
Windy City Bulls post game show on the air here on sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. It's another victorious one here at the Sears Center Arena, 3 straight here at home. Windy City Bulls with the victory 117-103 over the Greensboro Swarm. Windy City now one game under 500, 11-12 on the season. Greensboro falling to 11-10. And for the Swarm now, they will begin a 3-game homestand starting on Friday when they'll be taking on the Lakeland Magic. And then off of a back-to-back, they'll be taking on the Delaware Bluecoats before they will have a few days off and then host the Capital City Go-Go to conclude their 3-game stretch. Meanwhile, for the Windy City Bulls, they will hit the road for a quick 1-game road trip when they head over to Erie to take on the Bayhawks this Friday for a 6 p.m. local tip-off here in the Chicago area. And then we'll be back here on Saturday when one of the hotter teams in the G League as well on top of that, and the Stockton Kings out of the Western Conference come to town for a 7 p.m. tip-off. We'll have your 6:25 p.m. pregame show ready on sportstownchicago.com. That one's going to be a fun one on Saturday night. But wrapping up our game here today on New Year's Day here, Aaron, this is a team that we've seen it grow, we've seen it develop, and we're seeing everything work in every aspect of the game for Charlie Henry's team.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, defensively, they're really starting to come together. They shot 45% from the field today. They limited Greensboro to shooting only 42%, including the swarm big man, Chinonu Onuaku, was only 3 of 12 from the field. Jalen Barford, their big scorer off the bench, was only 5 of 17. So they continue to play great defense. They didn't quite hold them under 100 points like I had thought might be the case in the pregame, but the defense was solid enough to get the job done.
And it's kind of weird in the sense that Onuaku was 3 points and 2 assists away from a triple-double, and it didn't really feel like he was making that humongous impact on this game because Windy City was able to shut down every other aspect of the Swarm's offense.
Yeah, I mean, you can only stop him so much from you know, kind of cleaning the glass. I mean, he's a big guy, 6'10", 265. He's got 45 pounds on anybody on the Bulls roster, so he's going to get his, as they say. But they absolutely limited the damage. Dwayne Bacon had a nice game for the Swarm. He scored 26 points. But other than that, you know, the Bulls did a great job containing the big scorers of Greensboro.
And for scoring-wise, they had a couple guys that were in 20 points. Chile had 22 on 8 of 16 shooting. Dwayne Bacon, I don't know what more we could say about his shooting. He was the big bright spot for Greensboro tonight. 26 points on 10 of 20 shooting to go along with 6 rebounds and a steal. Because he was another guy in terms of the shooting touch that for the about three quarters and some change, Windy City was having some fits trying to stop from shooting.
Yeah, I mean, as we said, I mean, again, Bacon's one of those players who's going to get his either way. I mean, he did score 26 points, but he was still a minus 9. So he got his points, but the Bulls absolutely limited that damage.
Chile had 22 points, as mentioned, 2 assists and a rebound on 8 of 16 shooting and 3 of 5 from downtown. And I think the one thing you want to look at going forward into that matchup Friday night against Erie, the free throw shooting for Windy City was not good at all. They were only 8 of 17. That's 47%. You got to make those opportunities when you're given them.
Yeah, I mean, they're free points. You know, we talk about free throws all the time. I believe Windy City is about a 71-72% free throw shooting team on the season. So, you know, small sample size and all that, but it's absolutely something that that they'll want to keep an eye on leading into Saturday.
Looking at the final team stats as we wrap things up here, Windy City owns it in the three-point field goal category at 37.8% compared to Greensboro's 35.3%. Greensboro does get the edge in the free throw department, shooting 56%, while Windy City, as mentioned, 47%. In terms of assists, Windy City 31, Greensboro 23. A big thing here, and it got quite a bit sloppy at times with Greensboro, especially to start off the second half. 13 steals for Windy City, only 5 for the Swarm, as they weren't really able to get active with their hands defensively tonight.
Yeah, Greensboro turned the ball over 18 times, and like you said, a lot of those were of the careless variety, you know, players getting up in the air, not having any place to pass the ball, or just being careless with their dribble. And it led to, as you mentioned earlier, 30 fast break points for Windy City tonight.
In terms of blocks, Greensboro Swarm had the edge only by 1 at 10-9 over the Bulls. Points in the paint, you talked about this in our first segment of our postgame show. Windy City had the edge there, 52-50. And it wasn't a matter in that department of could you try to truly outscore the Swarm, but more so keep up with it, and that's what they did.
Yeah, they not only kept up with it, they had the edge there, and you mentioned this during the halftime segment, was that the Bulls were attacking the hoop, and that's how they're going to get their points in the paint. They don't have that guy you can just throw down on the block, and he can get points with jump hooks or that sort of thing. They're going to get their points in the paint from the slashing and the driving.
And especially some of the nice cut passes that we saw, whether it was a back cut, we saw a couple sequences with Raleigh Alkins and even Michael Mulder coming in from the far right corner of the baseline, driving in towards the hoop. We talked about fast break points. Windy City had the big edge there, 30-15. Both benches had some decent production today. Windy City 41, Swarm having 39. And the largest lead for Windy City at one point was 17, while for Greensboro it was only 2. And that came way back in the first quarter when they had that 14-2 run to counter a Windy City 12-2 run in that one. Again, final score here at the Sears Center Arena. Windy City Bulls win their 6th in a row, 3rd and win in a row here at home. 117-103 over the Greensboro Swarm. Our next Windy City Bulls broadcast will be this Saturday, January 5th, when one of the hot teams out of the Western Conference and the Stockton Kings come to town for a 7 p.m. tip-off pregame show. Right here, I'll have it for you, 6:25 p.m. on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball. SportstownChicago.com, the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. As always, Aaron, pleasure to work with you, my man.
Ryan,
and what a
game
we saw here tonight.
Yeah, a lot of fun tonight. Looking forward to Saturday.
Want to thank our great crew on here, on air and behind the scenes. Derek Tate, Fidel Dominguez, Trevor Foster on the broadcast with me here tonight. Want to thank our executive producers, Dave Zaslowski and Joe DiGiacomo. Also want to thank our campus director, the Illinois Media School, Imran Ali, and our in-studio engineer back in our sportstownchicago.com studios for the great highlights you heard at the half and post, and our engineer to make sure we are alive and running over at the station in Brian Sengelman. Again, 6:25, we start things Saturday against the Stockton Kings. Final score, once again, Bulls 117, Swarm 103. We'll see you Saturday at the 5th, 6:25 pregame show. Have a happy new year, everybody. So long.